I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was gun, she was hard, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell, and I'll see dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Struck him in every way, but Job Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Radio Network here tonight back at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. The Marauders and Threshers in game four of this six-game stretch. And the Marauders really, really looking to bounce back tonight. Three straight losses in the first three games of this stretch. Marauders find themselves now in third place for the first time this year. Seven games off of the division-leading Threshers. Bradenton falling 10-3 last night, looking to pick up the offense tonight and also avoid some errors defensively. Jesus Castillo leads off, plays at second. Torero bats second, plays in center. Nolasco third. He returns to the lineup after getting hit in the face on Tuesday night in this series. Polanco bats fourth and left. Rivas fifth at short. Cimillo, who has been hot as a pistol lately, batting 400 in his last five games. DHs in bat sixth. Nadal, Mojica, and Omar Alfonso go 7, 8, and 9 at third, first, and catcher. The starter tonight for Clearwater right-hander Alex McFarland features a fastball up around 99 and 100 miles per hour, has a 3.63 ERA this year, 31 strikeouts, 16 walks, making his seventh start of the season tonight, has 22 and a third innings under his belt. Defensively, Jordan Disson catches, Chad Castillo at first, Eric Brito at second, Brian Rincon at shortstop, Otto Kemp at third, Amarian Boyd in left, Cade Ferguson center, and Gabriel Rinconis Jr. in right field tonight for the Beach Dogs. Clearwater with an alternate identity look tonight. Sea blue, sea green jerseys, red numbers, Beach Dogs across the front. Marauders in their road gray strips. Black Bradenton across the chest, outlined in gold. Gray Pirates pants. Black and gold piping down the side. Throw down to second. We're ready to get underway. Sunny skies, 84 degrees. And as always in Clearwater, a strong wind blowing out to right field. Castillo leading off the game. steps in, the switch hitter batting from the left side. Jesus walked twice and singled yesterday, finished 1-for-3 in the game. 265 average this year. First pitch. Castillo takes. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-0. And we're underway at 6:30 local. Challenge system in play tonight. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike up and away. Count even to Castillo. McFarland rocks home the 1-1 offering. Jesus fouls it in and out of the glove of the catcher. Disson for strike two. Battle of two ace pitchers on the mound tonight. The 1-2 pitch popped up. Third base side, playable and foul ground for Kemp. He's over to it. Makes the grab, shuffling his feet under it for the first out. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. Torero batting 293 this year. Two home runs, 20 RBI. Had a very rare 0-for-3 day yesterday. Squares to bunt. First offering is an overthrown fastball that misses way up and outside for ball one. Had some rain earlier today. Tarp was on for about an hour. But now bright sunshine. 1-0. Torero fouls it off sharply to the backstop for strike one. Marauders did their job getting runners on base yesterday, but left 10 men on in the game. The 1-1 pitch taken by Torero. Pitch misses outside. 2-1 now. Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire. Tyler Green on the bases tonight. 2-1 pitch from the righty. Torero takes. Fastball misses upstairs. 3-1 now. Clearwater pitching with 16 strikeouts in last night's game. 3-1 pitch to Torero. Misses inside. Comfortable take for ball four. A 5-pitch, 90-foot free pass, and the Marauders have their first base runner of the night. Bradenton have led for just one half inning in the entire three games of the first half of this series. It was in the top of the first yesterday when they took a 1-0 lead. Rodolfo Nolasco into the batter's box now. Team leading 295 average this year. Two home runs, 12 RBI. Takes inside, pitch misses for ball one. Nolasco back in the lineup starting tonight. He was hit in the face with a fastball on Tuesday evening. Sat out yesterday and Wednesday. The 1-0. Nolasco takes inside again. This time it's wild and to the backstop. Off the end of the glove of the catcher, Disson moving up to second comfortably. On the wild pitches, Torero, he puts himself in scoring position. Marauders faced Alex McFarland earlier this year. It was on opening night of the season. McFarland tossed three innings, gave up three hits, an earned run, walking four and striking out three. That one run scoring on a wild pitch with the bases loaded. 2-0. Torero fouls it off. Chopping towards the Clearwater dugout on the third base side for strike one. Shalid Polanco in the cleanup spot awaits on deck. Two balls and a strike, one away. Torero the runner on second. McFarland set, pitch home. Nolasco takes, fastball misses up and in, and another three ball count here, 3-1. Marauders a chance to put a pair of men on for the power bat of Polanco. McFarland not off to the hottest of starts here tonight. He comes set. Hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch to Nolasco. Lined through the left side. That one's a base hit. Torero is going to be sent home by Omania. No. Omania was waving him home, but Torero does not get around third and come in to score. It is a base hit for Nolasco. There's men on the corners now. With one away for Charlene Polanco. A jam shot blooper placed in between the third baseman and shortstop. Shortstop Rincon got a glove on it. Knocked it down, but still rolled a good 10 or 20 feet into the outfield grass. Men on the corners for Polanco. Five home runs this season. First pitch. Fouls it off towards the press box. That one bounces off the top of our position here. Second time this week we've almost had a booth catch or a chance at one. 0-1 the count to Charlene. 14 RBI this year. Batting just below 200, 0-1. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Between the legs of the catcher. Disson to the backstop for strike two. Rivas on deck. Big scoring chance in the first here for Bradenton. Men on the corners. One away. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Strike three, two down. Brings up Javier Rivas. Marauders were just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Left 10 men on base. Really cannot let chances slip by when playing this stout Clearwater team. McFarland set, trying to pitch out a little trouble here in the first. Rivas takes. Slider on the inner half for a called strike. It's 0-1. Really thought we would see Torero coming to score on the base hit to left from Alaska. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rivas. Nowhere near a slider in low in the zone for strike two. Samillo on deck. Easily the hottest bat on the team right now. Rivas awaits. 0-2, 2 away. Men on the corners. McFarland set. The pitch. Slider in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Inning over. Marauders. K on three straight pitches in back-to-back at-bats. We go to the bottom of the first with Bradenton and Clearwater tied up at 0-0 when we come back with Thomas Harrington on the mound on the Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All I wanna...
Back here for the bottom of the first at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Ben Picorni with you. No score after half an inning. Thomas Harrington, Pirates. Top prospect on the mound tonight. 4-0 record for Tommy Guns. 3.25 ERA, 28 strikeouts, 8 walks, 27 and 2/3 innings pitched. Brian Rincon, Justin Crawford, Otto Kemp, Gabriel Rinconis Jr., Disson, Marion Boyd, Cade Fergus, Chad Castillo, and Eric Brito in the batting lineup tonight for the Threshers. First pitch to Rincon from Harrington. Misses low and in for ball one. Harrington, first pitch sinker. Tom with a whip just above one this year, averaging over 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. Rincon, a team-leading 19 RBI this year. 1-0 pitch, fastball at the knees, called a ball, and it's 2-0. Rincon in yesterday's game homered and singled twice, a 3-for-4 night. 2-0 offering. Harrington's fastball's driven to right center field. That one's down in front of Nolasco, a leadoff single to get the night going for the Threshers offensively. Clearwater have scored in the first inning of every game this series, except for Wednesday's affair with Tyler Chatwood on the mound. Check that Tuesdays. First pitch to Justin Crawford. Misses not by much. Sinker low and in for ball one. Rincon taking a big lead off first. These Thrashers have stolen 93 bases in 36 games this season. Have been caught 30 times. Harrington's 1-0 pitch. Taking low and in a ball, and it's 2-0. Crawford in the batter's box. Team leading 330 average. Yesterday, singled three times, collected an RBI, was 3-for-5. Harrington's pitch will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Rincon dives back safely with a late tag applied by Mojica. Mojica at first, Castillo at second. Rivas at short, Nadal at the hot corner. Polanco, Torero, and Nolasco left to right in the outfield. Harrington's 2-0 pitch to Crawford. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire, Bellarab, for strike one called on the go-around. 2-1 the count to Crawford. Harrington comes set above the belt. Righty fires home. Crawford pops it foul, third base side out of play for a strike in the count, 2-2. Both teams have homered in every game this series. And with the wind at gale force out to right yet again, expect to see some more firepower tonight. Harrington set the 2-2, hunting the first out of the bottom of the first. Pitch home, runner goes. Throw down from Alfonso, they got him. Tag on the backside, a nifty slap by Rivas to get Rincon caught stealing for the first out. It was a tough ball to try and pick up, a slider in the dirt. Well picked by Omar Alfonso. Quick transfer, fell flat on his face while throwing from his knees, but fired a strike to Rivas, who channeled who I can best compare to Javier Baez with a nifty tag for the out. Full count to Crawford now with one down. Harrington fires the 3-2. Misses high, ball four. A rare walk handed out by Harrington. And an even faster player now on the base paths for Clearwater. Full count walk. Brings up Otto Kemp. Batting 262 in 2023. Four home runs, 17 RBI. And he had a unbelievable game yesterday. A two RBI triple. Two RBI fielder's choice plays finished the day. 1-for-4 with four runs batted in. First pitch, Kemp fouls it off. Offered a check swing at the high sinker from Harrington. Got a piece of it for strike one. Rodgers with their skull and crossbones hat, or cross bats hat. Yellow bill. Harrington's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider low and away. Spins away from the bat of Kemp for strike two. Crawford is a big speed threat at first. 15 stolen bases this year. Fourth in the Florida State League. Mojica holding the runner on. The 0-2 runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down. Not going to get him this time. It is strike three. And out number two, but Crawford picks up stolen base number 16 of the season. I think you'll trade the strikeout for the stolen base there. Marauders one out away from ending the first inning. Gabriel Rinconas Jr. up now. 270 hitter out of Florida Atlantic University. Five home runs, 15 RBI, left-handed cleanup man in the batter's box. Harrington trying to hang a zero on these Threshers for the first time since Tuesday night in the first inning. Pitch. Fouled off, weakly behind home plate. Bounces off the protective netting for strike one. Rincon singled the lead off the inning. Was caught stealing. Crawford then walked. Kemp struck out there. Crawford with good speed on second. He's scoring easily on anything hit to the outfield. Harrington checks the runner. The 0-1. Fastball. Nails the middle part of the zone for strike two. Harrington working well with the fastball slider mix here. Haven't seen him really go to anything else. Righty set, the 0-2 pitch to Gabriel Rinconas Jr. Driven high and deep to left center field, but it'll stay in the ballpark. Terrero camping under it, makes the one-handed squeeze to end the inning. Harrington strikes out one and tosses a scoreless first. We go to the second inning. No runs between the Threshers and Marauders when we come back for the second on the Marauder Radio Network.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound.
Back here for the top of the second at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. No score between the Threshers and your baby Broncos. Nick Cimillo leading off the inning. Takes a first pitch offering out over the middle of the plate. First strike one. Sinker at 95. Cimillo batting 400 in the last five games. Oh, one pitch. Misses low and away. Wow, actually called a strike and it's 0-2. Cimillo tripled yesterday. Homered on Wednesday afternoon. As he takes one in the dirt. Ball one, 1-2 now. Slider dropped off below. But a great stretch of games here for Nick Cimillo, batting 289 entering this trip. The 1-2 offering. Cimillo takes. Fastball misses above the hands and the count 2-2. The Rutgers University product does well to lay off the high heater. Next pitch, sharply grounded. Base hit through the right side of the infield. Nick Cimillo stays hot as a pistol and leads off the second inning with a well-struck base hit on a ground ball through the right side of the diamond. Brings up Davies Nadal. Batting 169 this year. Nice three-run homer total. And 12 runs batted in. Not a hitter for average, as the numbers will tell you, but real boom or bust type of at-bats. It's usually either an extra base hit or a home run or, he's getting retired. As he pops one foul out of play back behind home plate. Strike one, 0-1 the count to Nadal. Rodgers after facing Alex McFarland on opening night. Davies Nadal walked in his only at-bat against McFarland. It was an RBI walk for him. 1-0 pitch. Davies Nadal shows bunt, pulls back on a slider that bounces in towards him for ball one. Mojica, Nadal, Castillo, Terrero, Rivas, Brannigan, Termar Johnson have all taken at-bats against McFarland this in their professional career. Righty checks on Cimillo at first, ball and a strike. Pitch, Davies takes, offering misses outside, but it's challenged by the catcher, Disson. And the call is overturned, it's strike. 1-2 the count. Bella Rahm did not have the best of days calling balls and strikes the last time she called a Marauders game. Challenges were 11 successful and 2 unsuccessful with her behind the plate as Nadal swings through a slider way out in front, way over the top for strike three and out number one. Brings up Alexander Mojica. Mojica batting 237 this year, has fallen off a little bit in terms of his rapid pace as of late. He's up around the 275 mark a few weeks ago. Does have a solid three homers, 16 RBI. Takes one inside. Nimbly jumps back out of the way of a high and tight fastball. It's 1-0. Mojica was 0-for-3 yesterday. Did have an RBI. Watches a slider that misses inside. Called a ball, but it's challenged again by Disson. This time the call is confirmed. It's a ball. And the Threshers 1-for-2 in challenge attempts tonight now. 2-0 to Mojica. After the inner half slider. Missed off the plate. Pitch. Driven to right. Line drive sinking and getting down. Cimello pulls into second. A closer play than it probably should have been. Stamps his foot to the bag only about half a second before a strong throw from Rinconis got there. Second base hit of the inning moves Cimello up to second. Mojica on first with a single. Omar Alfonso in now. Batting 4-for-12 in four games played this season. Was 1-for-4 yesterday. Left-handed hitting catcher. 3 RBI off those 4 base hits this season. 4 hits, 3 of them doubles. In his over 10 at-bats this season with Bradenton. First pitch takes hung slider down the middle for strike one. Top of the order man Castillo waits on deck. Mojica at first, Cimello at second. 0-1 pitch. Half-hearted swing and a miss. Slider way below the zone. It's almost as if Alfonso knew that one was well off the strike zone as it got about halfway through the swing but couldn't hold up. 0-2 the count with one away. Another RBI chance for the Marauders with less than two outs. 0-2. Slider misses outside. Challenged again by the catcher Disson. And the call is confirmed of a ball. So Clearwater here in the second inning have burned two challenges. 1-2 the count with one away. Get to my thoughts on that in a second after this pitch. As McFarland fires, Alfonso takes a high fastball. It's 2-2. It's just an absolute unnecessary risk to challenge an 0-2 call. You still are in an advantage count as a pitcher and catcher. And it would have to be right down the middle for you to challenge something like that. 2-2 pitch misses outside and the count full. Just like I know some Marauders 3-0 count, you're not challenging. You're still in an advantage count if you're batting at the plate. I think the same thing there. If you're up 0-2, why risk it? 3-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Alfonso nowhere near the breaking ball, and there's two away. Fourth strikeout, nine batters face for Alex McFarland. Jesus Castillo in the batter's box now trying to avoid seeing these Marauders leave yet another pair of men on base and yet another runner in scoring position on base. Castillo popped out in foul ground to the third baseman in the first inning. McFarland set. Lefty-righty matchup favors Castillo. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 1-0. Marauders yet to burn any challenge attempts or attempt one yet. Clearwater have one successful, two unsuccessful in the top of the second inning. Cimello at second, Mojica at first. 1-0 pitch. Castillo takes slider well located on the outer half, about thigh high for a called strike. It's 1-1. Ball and strike with two away. Cimello runs well for a catcher. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Rare, bad hack at a pitch from Jesus Castillo. He chases a slider for strike two. 1-2 the count. Two outs. Two men on base here in the top of the second inning. McFarland set the pitch to Jesus Castillo. Slider misses well outside. Comfortable take for Castillo. And the count even up at 2-2. Deuces wild with two men on. In the top of the second, no score. Base hit could give Bradenton the lead for the second time in this series. McFarland fires home to Castillo. Line drive over the head of the shortstop. That one's down. Cimillo's getting sent home by Omania. No throw to the plate. Cimillo scores standing up. It's a clutch RBI single for Jesus Castillo. And the Marauders lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Saw almost an exact same swing from Jesus Castillo on Wednesday afternoon. Just a little floated line drive over the head of the shortstop that touches down no more than 15, 20 feet in the outfield grass. Did that in the ninth to tie the game. And does it here to get Bradenton the lead. Mojica up to second, Castillo at first. And Manuel Torero at the plate. He walked on a full count at bat in the first inning. First pitch, Torero pops it up. Shallow right center. The second baseman, Brito, under it. Makes a two-handed squeeze to end the inning. The Marauders, though, put up one run on three hits, no errors, committed by the Thrashers, and they leave a pair of men on. We head to the home second, Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Thrashers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the second. 1-0 Marauders to score. Jordan Disson at the plate leading off. First pitch from Harrington is a absolutely hammered fastball. That swung on and missed for strike one. 93 on the gun from Harrington. Gave up a hit, a walk. Struck out one. Got a little help from his defensive friends to get out of the first. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Straight back to the backstop for strike two. Disson batting an impressive 310 this season. To tell you anything about the Clearwater lineup, he's batting 310, and it's not even the top three on the team in batting average. Next pitch. Slider misses low, but not by much in the count 1-2. Tight take for Disson. .310 the average. The 1-2 pitch to Disson. Takes called strike three. Disson, who is trigger happy behind home plate with the challenges, can't challenge this one because the Thrusher's only got one left, and his mistakes behind the dish come back to hurt him here. He's down looking for the first out. That's why the challenge system is so perfect to me. It's the best solution in the game of baseball. Marion Boyd up, batting .256 this year. Pops it up, shallow right field. That one's sinking towards the foul line, and it just fouled by about a foot. Nolasco made a sliding effort at the foul line after it. With Boyd's speed, that's a triple. Hands down, if that gets in fair territory. Instead, strike one. Challenge system so perfect. I've talked about it before, but it's really in your hands. Yes, the umpire's making the call. But if you're making good challenges, and we've seen it, the Marauders have gotten 11 correct in one game. If you're getting it right, the system is working as it was intended to. And if you get it wrong, it's your fault. and you Burns challenges in bad situations. A one pitch, weakly bounce to third, Nadal charges onto it. Strong sidearm throw gets the speedy Boyd out by a good distance for the second put away of the frame. Brings up Cade Fergus, batting 256 this season. Tied for the team lead with 5 home runs, 18 RBI for the center fielder. From Plantation, Florida, 13th round pick in 2022. First pitch to him from Harrington. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 by Fergus for strike one. Harrington's 0-1 offering with two away on the brink of a 1-2-3 frame here in the second. Gets a check swing, appeal to the field umpire Green. He says no. A ball in the count, even at one now. Marauders with 4 hits in their first 2 trips to the plate. Threshers with 1 on the board right now. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat, slicing into the seats on the first base side for strike two. Marauders, if they sweep the last 3 games of this series, the weekend sweep, would move back within 4 games of Clearwater. And with what would be 27 games to play in the first half, would have a fighting chance at taking the division. Harrington with a long pause, now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Sinker sets him down to end the inning. Harrington punches out a pair and sets the threshers down in order. We go to the third, Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. The score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Back here for the top of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Bradenton up 1-0 after 2 innings played. Rodolfo Nolasco's 1-for-1 leading off this inning. Takes a first pitch cut at a high slider for strike one. McFarland, the 8th-ranked Phillies farmhand. 0-1 pitch. Nolasco drives it to right center field. A line drive, base hit. Touches down on the grass. Nolasco 2-for-2 in the game. And just 2 pitches into the inning, gets himself on. Welcome back to the lineup, Rodolfo Nolasco. Had an absolute nightmare scare on Tuesday night, hit in the face with a fastball. Was looked at by doctors. Gave him the okay, had some minor pain, and obviously no lingering issues as he's 2-for-2 today. Shalene Polanco up, takes a back foot sinker low and in for ball one. Polanco struck out on 3 straight pitches in the first inning. McFarland has given up 5 hits, a walk, striking out 4. 1-0. Shalene takes slider on the outer half, called a strike, and it's 1-1. McFarland goes to the rosin, now back on the rubber. Polanco batting 196 this season, but has come up with so many clutch hits. Pickoff throw to first. Nolasco barely gets back safely. Came up a little short of the base. Had to give it a little extra reach to get the hand there. Ball and a strike to Polanco. Nolasco at first with nobody out in the top of the third. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Shaleen takes a big cut, but has an even bigger miss at the low slider for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out and a man on first in the top of the third for the Marauders. They've led for a whole inning, the longest they've had the lead this series. Polanco swings and misses, chases a fastball at eye level for strike three and out number one. Fifth strikeout in 13 batters faced for Alex McFarlane as Javier Rivas steps in. He struck out on three straight in the first inning. He's 0 for 1. Cimillo waits on deck behind him. Hefty lead at first for Nolasco. Takes a big secondary lead as Rivas fists one into center. That one sinking into the glove of the charging center fielder, Fergus, who makes a good grab on the run for the second out. Now Nick Cimillo in. 1 for 1 in the game, had a single in the second inning. Came around to score on Castillo's RBI knock. Cimillo having the time of his life at the plate the past few games. Batting average up to .314 this season now after his last trip. First offering. Cimillo offers a check swing at a low slider appeal. Oh, wow. Field umpire said he went around. I don't think so, but it's 0-1. I'm not saying you can't appeal, but I always think it's hard to appeal to an umpire standing at second base. What can he see that the home plate umpire can't? A one pitch misses, shoulder high, 1-1 the count. Whether he's standing at first to a lefty, you can see that because you can see how far truly that those hands come around. But staring head on to the batter, I think it's really, really tough to make an accurate call as to how far the bat goes. Cimillo takes a late swing and a miss at a cutter outside for strike two. 1-2 the count with two away. Nolasco at first led off the inning with a base hit. Cimillo takes some time and steps back in. Got gold, yellow, almost look like work gloves for his batting gloves. The 1-2 pitch. Cimillo hits it high in the air to center field. That one will stay in the ballpark. Second baseman under it, having some trouble with it. He backpedals and makes a tedious grab. Cimillo jumping up and down at first. He knew he just missed that one. And it ends the inning. Marauders get no runs, one hit. No errors. They leave their fifth man on base in the first three innings. We go to the home third. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing to score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leacon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, you know you make me wanna.
Back here for the bottom of the third at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Harrington has struck out three in his first two scoreless innings, faces 8-9-1 to start the third with Bradenton leading 1-0. Harrington set. First pitch to Castillo, batting 173 this season. Swing and a miss. Harrington dominating his sinker fastball here in the first few innings of his outing. Righty with a long pause, five on the pitch clock. Now the 0-1. Call the ball. Alfonso held it there for a long time, kind of cocks his head to the side, maybe one that he wants to challenge in the future. 1-1 the count to Castillo. Harrington rocks and fires again. Taken right down the middle, a slider. Hums into the zone for strike two called. Harrington has had just one three-ball count worked against him. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball hit hard towards second. Routine play bobbled by Castillo. He recollects quickly and throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. Make it six straight, set down by Harrington as a bat dog heads out to pick up the lumber of Chad Castillo. And a big round of applause. The only thing you think there, wouldn't the teeth of the dog mess up the wood a little bit? Not against the bat dog in any way, shape, or form, but that's just my weird baseball brain working as Brito takes ball one low. Brito batting 287 this year. Great speed at the bottom of the order for Clearwater. 1-0 pitch from Harrington. Taken low, slider drops below the strike zone, and it's 2-0. Fresh baseball relayed to Thomas on the mound. ...2-0 hitter-friendly pitch to Brito. He takes, fastball misses inside, 3-0 now. Harrington's 3-0 pitch to the 9-spot man. Misses inside, ball four, a rare 4-pitch walk for Thomas Harrington. Puts the 9-spot man on with one away as we flip back to the top of the order in Brian Rincon. Bat dog out there again. Where's the pitch clock violation for Rincon? He's not in the batter's box. Give the bat dog a strike. It's 0-1. Rincon 1-for-1 today, singled and was caught stealing in the first inning. First pitch to Rincon from Harrington with a man on first. Slider at the knees, called the ball, and it's 1-0. Harrington's 1-0 pitch to Rincon. Taken, outer half for a called strike. It's 1-1. Brito would be likely to take off and try and steal second here, in keeping with that Clearwater mindset. 1-1, one away. Harrington fires. Swing and a foul tip to the backstop for strike two. Brito tried to, I think, expecting a slider there. Got a cutter with a nice bite to it. Couldn't catch it cleanly, and now Omar Alfonso out to the mound to have a chat with Thomas Harrington. Now home plate umpire Bella Robb going to go break up the two-man meeting. Alfonso jogging back to home. Maybe just trying to discuss what they want to attack here with the speed threat and a stolen base threat on first. 1-2 count, one away. Harrington comes together. The righty fires home to Rincon. Swing and a miss, strike three, tied up by a cutter inside. And there's two down in the inning. Harrington strikes out his fourth. As Justin Crawford, the DH, steps into the left-handed batter's box. Crawford walked in the first in a full count at bat. Also picked up a stolen base on that trip to the bases. Harrington set, first pitch to Crawford. He swings and tips it into the glove of Alfonso, a sinker at 93. Fouled for strike one. Harrington with the pitch count at 36, matches the jersey number of the right-hander. Harrington set the 0-1 with two away. Runner goes. Check swing, strike called, throw down, not in time. Brito gets in there safely with a stolen base. But it is a strike on the pitch and the count 0-2 now. Second stolen base of the night for a Clearwater runner. Saw the runner Brito eyeing down Javier Rivas, making sure he gave that ball off to Thomas Harrington. Marauders have executed Javier Rivas in particular the hidden ball trick once this year. That was against the Tarpons in Tampa. No balls, two strikes, two out. Harrington trying to work his third straight scoreless inning. The righty fires. Slider misses outside. Good take by Crawford. It's ball one. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses again. 2-2 now. A couple of offerings that just didn't make it all the way towards the zone. Not a tight enough delivery for Crawford to try and offer at it. 2-2-2 away. Tying run in scoring position for the Threshers. Harrington checks the runner. Fires the 2-2. Misses low in the count. Full. Slider again. Doesn't make its way all the way there. Full count, two outs. Runner on second in the bottom of the third for the Threshers. Marauders up 1-0. Harrington fires. This is outside. Ball four. Second walk of the inning. Third walk of the night in as many innings for Thomas Harrington. Very, very rare from him. In the previous 27 and two-thirds innings coming into this outing, had walked just eight men. And now almost half of that in the first three innings here tonight. Alfonso steps up, gives touch signs to the infielders. Also motions for everybody, pretty much just calm down. As Otto Kemp steps in, he struck out on three straight offerings in the first inning, 0-1 tonight. Lights flick on here at BayCare Ballpark. Harrington checks second, first pitch. Kemp fouls it off. Slicing into the seats on the first base side for strike one. Another solid crowd here tonight in Clearwater. Been good atmosphere here all week. Marauders trying to spoil the Friday night party. 0-1 pitch from Harrington to Kemp. Takes outer half, called the ball, and it's 1-1. Slider moving away from the zone. Kemp tracked that one all the way off the outer half of the plate. Count even at a ball and a strike, two down. Runners on first and second for the Threshers. Harrington fires home and nails the outside corner with a sinker low and away for strike two. Kemp took. And Clearwater, as I mentioned, have backed themselves into a corner in terms of challenges. Freddie had two unsuccessful attempts in the game. Don't want to be sitting in the sixth inning with nothing left. 1-2-2 away. Harrington has walked two in the inning. They stand at first and second. He's trying to send us to the fourth. Still up by a run. The 1-2. Sinker. Changeup. Actually misses low and in. And the count 2-2 now. 4 strikeouts tonight for Harrington. He can make it 5. And stamp an exclamation point on the end of this inning. The 2-2. Pop foul, first base side. Mojica will give up on the chase as that one's into the seats, out of play. And another 2-2 pitch earned by Kemp in this at-bat. Runners head back to their posts. Harrington with a pause as he checks first and comes set. Check of the runner on second, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider sets down Kemp to end the inning. Harrington walks two, but strikes out a pair as well and gets himself out of a A little bit of rough seas here in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth. Marauders 1, Thrashers nothing to score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the top of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 1-0 Durs after the first three innings. Davies Nadal leading off this top four. Takes pitch, misses outside for ball one. Nadal struck out in a four-pitch at-bat in the second inning. McFarland, the righty, has given up five hits, has also struck out five. 1-0 slider, misses low, 2-0 now. Nadal with the live batting average down to 167 entering this trip. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Davies way out in front of a slider. Fooled by it for strike one. Neutral count. The 2-1 pitch on its way. Nadal way out in front of a slider again. I think McFarland knows the pitch he has to throw here. Strike in the count. 2-2. Seen that from Nadal, Mojica, Shaolin Polanco. Really, really struggling at hitting breaking balls this season. And consequently enough, they're guys that are in the top couple men in the team in home runs. The 2-2. Nadal takes, slider misses low and in, and the count full. Nadal, Mojica, and Polanco combined have 12 home runs this year. 3-2 pitch. Nadal, slider in the dirt, swing and a miss, strike three. Out number one. But when we've seen this guy, Alexander Mojica, who steps in now, get his elevated fastball, it's often a double off the wall, something in the gap, or something that a young kid picks up from the seats or grassy hill and beyond the outfield wall. First pitch to Mojica. Slider, swing and a miss, strike one. See if he can try to time up that breaking ball here. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball again this time. An easy take for Mojica. Way, way low. 1-1 the count. Mojica 1-for-1 with a single. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a slider. Strike two. McFarland has thrown sliders in each of his last six pitches. Three strikes to Nadal and a ball and two strikes to Mojica, the pitch. Fastball this time, eye level. Mojica chases it, swings and misses for strike three, and there's two down. Seven strikeouts out of the first 11 outs recorded in the game for McFarland. Marauders were struck out 16 times last night. on pace to K more than that this evening. Omar Alfonso 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Takes letter high fastball, and it's 1-0. Marauders, eighth in the league in strikeouts when at the plate. Eighth meaning towards the bottom as the 1-0 breaking ball misses outside. Alfonso with a good take. It's 2-0, but the Marauders also first in the Florida State League with 200 walks drawn this season. Opposite ends of the spectrum, 2-0 pitch, misses way outside, 3-0. Marauders second with a 360 OBP as a ball club. 3-0. Alfonso takes fastball, hum down the middle, bat never left the shoulders. He takes it for strike one. 3-1 count with two away. Pitch. Call ball four. Alfonso takes a sinker that misses outside and gives Bradenton a two-out base runner here in the top of the fourth inning. Second walk handed out by Alex McFarland tonight. Brings Jesus Castillo at the top of the order to the plate. He's 1-for-2. Popped out in foul ground in the first and then had a line drive single to left center field that brought in a run in the second inning. The only run of the game so far. Pitch. Castillo shows bunt, pulls back, sinker. Misses down below his ankles for ball one. McFarland set the 1-0 pitch to Castillo. Takes. Slider misses outside. 2-0. Only one strike in the last seven pitches for Alex McFarland. Clearwater right-hander set the 2-0 pitch to Jesus. He takes, pitch at the belt, called a strike, and it's 2-1. Neutral count, 2 balls and a strike with 2 away. Marauders up by 1 in the fourth. Castillo awaits, pitch misses up and in. Ooh, called a strike. Jesus rears back at that call, but doesn't challenge, and the count 2-2. Deuces wild to Jesus Castillo. Omar Alfonso takes a leadoff first, conservative couple of steps away from the bag. The 2-2. Pop foul, out of play. Third base side into the seats, and we'll do the pair of peace pitch once more. Wind still humming out to right field. Castillo with 14 RBI this year. The 2-2 pitch again. Takes, pitch misses outside. But it's called strike three. Looked to be well off the plate. Jesus challenges. Wow. ABS does it again. Call is confirmed. Strike three. Out number three. The Marauders are K'd 3 times in the fourth inning. McFarland sends it to the bottom of the fourth. He has 8 strikeouts in the first 4 innings of tonight's game. Marauders 1. Threshers nothing to score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
back here for the bottom of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders up 1-0. Gabriel Rincones Jr. leading off. First pitch to him from Thomas Harrington. On its way home. Chopper up the middle. Rivas flashes behind the bag at second. He boots it. That one off the glove. And Rincones Jr. reaches safely to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Assume that's an error, but we've seen crazier scores decisions. They gave him a base hit. Wow. I don't want to give guys errors, but I also don't think Thomas Harrington should be responsible for that base runner being on. That was a routine play for a shortstop like Javier Rivas, at least in an average play that you expect him to make as a pickoff throw to first. Sends Rincones diving back. It's only the second hit Thomas has given up tonight. As I said, don't know if I'd really mark that one up as a base knock if I was scoring. Pitch to Disson. Takes down the middle for strike one. Owen won the count with nobody out. Marauders up 1-0. Harrington comes set. 3 on the clock. The pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Half-hearted swing from Disson. Just gets a piece of it for strike two. Owen to the count. Rincones Jr. with a big lead at first. Harrington fires. Taken upstairs. Disson with a tight take, but a good one. It's ball one. One and two the count. Nobody out in the home fourth. Marauders protecting a tedious one-run advantage. The pitch from Harrington to Jordan Disson. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Harrington with an inside sinker ties up the batter. It's his sixth punch out tonight in the first out of the bottom of the fourth. Hello to the Rupke family. Got a message there tuning in from Monticello, Illinois. So we thank them for joining us tonight. And, of course, all the loyal Every Game listeners I'm lucky enough to have sit here and put up with me every night of the week. As Amarian Boyd steps in, Harrington steps off the rubber. Boyd grounded out. Weakly to third his last time up. He's 0-1 tonight. Big high waving hands when he's sitting in the batting stance as he takes a sinker that misses inside by a good 6 inches for ball one. Boyd batting with a live 253 average this season. 1-0 pitch. Slider nails the bottom half of the strike zone, taken in the count 1-1. Harrington, always reliable to get a strong outing out of him. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Runner goes. Throw down from Alfonso. They got him. Safe. Wow. Rivas must have missed the tag or something because the throw beat the runner to the base by about 10 feet. Rivas held the ball up as if he slapped the tag on. Rincones Jr. nowhere near getting in there if that throw is right on the money. But give him a stolen base. Strike on the pitch in the count 1-2. Harrington checks and fires. Weakly grounded towards first. Mojica makes a good routine pickup and steps on the bag for out number two. Up to third. On the ground ball to the right side of the diamond goes Rincones Jr. Brings up Cade Fergus. He has struck out in his only trip tonight, 0-1. Two down, man on third. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Fergus from Harrington. Taken up and in. Slider misses, backs up on him for ball one. Harrington comes set. He's given up just two hits in the outing. The pitch. Taken slider. Cuts into the inner half of the plate for a called strike. It's 1-1. Fergus with a 253 average entering this at-bat. Second on the team with 18 RBI for the Threshers. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down to a knee going after that one was Fergus, but the slider bit nicely away from his bat for strike two. Harrington trying to pitch out of a little spot of bother here in the fourth inning. Righty comes set. 1-2-2 away. Runner on third. The pitch from Thomas Harrington. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Change up low and in. Ties up the right-handed Fergus to end the inning. Harrington has punched out seven in the first four innings, and he hangs another zero. We go to the fifth. Bradenton 1, Clearwater 0 the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Walls. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys.
Back here for the top of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing the score after four innings played, and Manuel Torreira leading off 0-1 with a walk and a pop out. He sharply grounds one through the right side of the diamond, a leadoff single. In back-to-back innings for this Bradenton ball club. Make that, actually, three straight innings for this Bradenton ball club. And Torreira picks up his first hit after finding some tough form at the plate early in this series. Sixth hit of the game for Bradenton. As Rodolfo Nolasco, who's 2-for-2 in the game, steps in. Line drive single in the first, and then a hard-hit grounder to the opposite field in the third inning. First pitch hits one high in the air to left center field. That one will stay well within the confines of the ballpark. Shortstop Rincon is under it, and he makes a uncomfortable-looking catch, but a catch nonetheless for the first out. Now Shalim Polanco up. He has seen just seven pitches in this game, and he has struck out twice, both times swinging at breaking balls. Torreira, second on the team with eight stolen bases, takes a lead off the bag at first. One out, offering to Polanco. Will have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Torreira with a down-and-dirty dive gets back in time safely. But now we know McFarland with a pretty nice pickoff move. Next pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball, strike one. Shalim Polanco is having an unbelievably hard time hitting sliders and curveballs this season. I think Alex McFarland has figured that out here. But maybe you see enough of them, you finally piece one up. We'll see. 0-1 pitch. Torreira takes off. Polanco swings and misses at a breaking ball. Throw down to second. And Torreira's out by a good few feet. And there's two away now. These quick innings not giving Thomas Harrington much time to breathe in between frames. 0-2. Polanco gets a piece of a breaking ball, fouls it off to stay alive. Makes connection on the slider there. 0-2 the count still. McFarland with the 0-2 out of the windup trying to end the inning. Fouled off. Went to a fastball. Polanco just missed it. Charlene with a big nod and smile on his face. He knows he was very close to driving that ball to the outfield. Still an 0-2 count, though, to the Pirates. Number 26th ranked prospect. Speaking of the Pirates, they're playing tonight against the Diamondbacks. Another 0-2 pitch misses low to Polanco. Ball and two strikes now. Pirates in the second wild card spot. Diamondbacks the team above them. So a battle for a playoff spot in early May, because you know that's when it's decided. As Polanco rips a 1-2 pitch through the right side of the infield, he got his high fastball and did not miss it. Drilled it past the glove of the second baseman, Brito. 104 off the bat. And a base hit with two away keeps the inning alive here for the Marauders and brings Javier Rivas to the plate. He struck out on three pitches in the first, flied out on the first offering he saw in the third inning. McFarland out of the stretch with Polanco at first. He takes a very conservative lead. First pitch to Rivas. Hard hit ground ball towards third. Backing up on it, making the glove play is Kempe. Takes the short route to second. And they get Polanco in time to end the inning. Marauders get two hits, but do not bring anyone in to score. And they leave a man on base. Halfway through the game tonight, the Marauders lead 1-0 when we come back for the bottom of the fifth on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom five at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Your Baby Buccos leading the Thrashers 1-0 entering this inning. 8-9-1 for Clearwater, starting with Chad Castillo. He's 0-1 today. First pitch. Breaking ball popped up towards short. Rivas gets a good read on it. And some weak contact for a first out in the inning. That's good for the pitch count of Harrington, who entered this inning with 61 pitches thrown. The more quick outs the Marauders can get, the longer that their ace right-hander can go in this game. Eric Brito up. He walked on 4 pitches in the third inning. Now takes a sinker down the middle for strike one called. 4 men left on base for Clearwater in this game. 7 for Bradenton. 0-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Alfonso for strike two. Harrington back-to-back sinkers telling Brito to come and get it. Very different approach. He threw him 3 sliders in his last at-bat. Resulted in the 4-pitch walk. Now just not messing around with it. See what Harrington goes to here. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The righty fires home. Check swing. Yes, he did, says home plate umpire. Give him a shield to go with that sword, and there's 2 away. Harrington with now his eighth strikeout tonight. As we go back to the top of the Clearwater lineup and Brian Rincon, he singled in the first and struck out on four pitches in the third. Harrington's first pitch to the left-handed hitting top of the order man. Takes low, slider bounces into the plate for ball one. Harrington resting the glove right in front of the face. Now the 1-0 pitch. Slider misses inside, 2-0. Thomas talking with him. His dad, a high school baseball coach back home. His little brother on the team. Told me they won a big playoff game a couple days ago, so congratulations to them. Harrington's 2-0 pitch with 2-0 to Rincon. Takes changeup at the knees for a called strike. It's 2-1. Harrington from Campbell University, an unbelievably passionate baseball fan base for their top 15 program. Regional host this year for sure. 2-1 pitch, nails the inner half, sinker for strike two. Rincon looks at back-to-back. Dotted offerings from Harrington to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Harrington looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The righty shakes off the first sign. Now fires the 2-2 home. Called strike three. Can I help you? Just looking. As the batter will challenge, though. That looked like a dot over the heart of the plate, and it was to end the inning. Harrington strikes out nine in the first five innings of work on the mound. He is scoreless in that time. We go to the sixth. Bradenton one. Clearwater nothing to score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the top of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Pokorny with you. Nick Cimillo leading off, a single and a pop out for him in a 1-for-2 night, faces the new righty, Wenwei Pan. First pitch, fastball burned down the outer half at 97 for strike one. The 0-1. Cimillo takes, pitch misses inside, and the count 1-1 now. Pan, a native of Taoyuan in Taiwan. 1-1 the count to Cimillo. Pitch. Cimillo jumps on a high fastball, but just misses it. Fouls it straight back for strike two. He got under a pop-out into shallow center field in his last at-bat. It's one of the highest exit velocities I've seen on a ball hit straight in the air, 95 off the bat. The 1-2 now. Breaking ball misses outside. Cimillo watches it dance away from the corner for ball two. Pond comes set. 2-2 pitch to Cimillo. Check swing, appeal, No, says the first base umpire. Ball and the count full. Clearwater out of challenges tonight. They burned two thanks to catcher Jordan Disson in the second inning. And lost one on a middle slider from Rincon there to end the fifth inning. 3-2 pitch to Cimillo. Drives one deep to left field. That one back towards the wall, but caught by Boyd. He makes the grab on the warning track for the first out. Nick Cimillo absolutely crushed that ball. 106 off the bat. Weak contact is not a thing for Nick Cimillo recently. Pond got caught up in the at-bat there. Didn't get to his numbers, but they're impressive. A 0.53 ERA in 17 innings pitched this year. Has struck out 19, given up three walks. Opponents batting 0-8-9 against him. As Davies Nadal steps in, takes an offering inside for ball one. Any outfielder except for Marion Boyd, I think, has a real struggle getting to that ball. Boyd with lightning quick speed. The 1-0. Nadal takes, pitch misses upstairs, and two balls and no strikes now to the 7-spot hitter, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts this evening. Nadal takes, pitch misses inside. 3-0 now, quickly. The count goes. Pirates currently leading the Diamondbacks 3-1 at PNC Park. Buccos really need to string some wins together, same as this Marauders team here. The 3-0 to 2 Nadal. Fastball, eye level, comfortable take for ball four. Four straight offerings. Puts Davies Nadal on first with one away in the top of the sixth inning. Brings up big Alexander Mojica. A single and a strikeout tonight. Average on the season, 242 entering this trip to the plate. Has three home runs, 16 RBI. No home runs yet in the game for either team. That's been a trend in the series. Mojica with enough power to change that. As Nadal takes off for second, he got a massive jump. He's in there standing up. No throw from the catcher, Disson. Had him timed up perfect. 10th stolen base of the season for Davies Nadal. Catcher Disson didn't even cock the arm to throw it either. Davies was halfway to second by the time the ball left the pitcher's hand. The 1-0 pitch. Mojica takes a big cut but misses an outer half fastball at 96 on the gun for strike one. Time called by Mojica. He steps out. Seems like come and get it fastballs. The bread and butter for Wenhui Pan. And Alexander Mojica, I don't think we'll have too much of a problem with that. He is a fastball, more so an elevated fastball hitter. The 1-1, breaking ball. Just gets a piece of the outer half. For strike two, not much bite to it. Real looping curveball delivery. 1-2 the count with one away. The pitch to Mojica. We'll have to wait. No, pitcher faints a. That almost looked like a balk to me, but not called. Pitch missed to Mojica outside. It's 2-2. He brought the leg up and then brought his lead foot, almost pointed it back towards the second base bag as if he was going to spin to throw to second. Now the 2-2 to Mojica. Takes low and away. Ball three in the count full. Davies Nadal is having a dance party when he takes his lead off from second. Jumping around, making noise. And Davies is going to head for third. The pitcher not paying attention. Nadal swims around the tag. No way. Alexander Mojica in the batter's box. Stunned at that one. And Gustavo Mania arguing with Tyler Green, who misses yet another call at third base in the series. That was a clear balk from the pitcher. He came set as Nadal took off. Was not set for a second. And threw the ball to third. Nadal got around the tag too. But called out. Full count pitch. Mojica takes ball four. Again, Tyler Green with a shocker of a call that goes against the Marauders. As Mojica walks to keep the inning alive, Omar Alfonso into the batter's box. Back-to-back walks. Alfonso walked in the fourth, struck out in the second. top of the order, and Jesus Castillo waits on deck. Omani a little more tame in his argument this time after Tyler Green gave him a quick hook the other day. Alfonso takes at the knees for strike one. Oh, 1 pitch from Pon. Alfonso takes a very late swing and a miss at a fastball inside for strike two. Thomas Harrington looks primed to come back to the mound here. Staying loose in the dugout. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the top of the sixth. Marauders up 1-0. The pitch. Alfonso takes breaking ball. Stays off the outer half of the plate for ball one. Still a good amount of sunshine in the sixth inning here. The 1-2. Right down the middle, called strike three. Alfonso watches a fastball to end the inning. Marauders get two on, but plate none. No hits, no errors. Bradenton with 8 men left on base in the first 6 innings. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tommy Guns back to the mound. Marauders protecting a 1-run lead when we return.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you in the bottom of the sixth at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing to score. Thomas Harrington facing 2-3-4 to start this inning. He has 9 strikeouts in the first 5. First pitch to Crawford's pop foul left field side, out of play for strike one. Crawford has reached twice, 2 walks today. Clearwater with just 5 men on base in the game. Every single one of them has attempted to steal a bag. Shows how dangerous walks are to this Threshers team. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball looped into the outer half. Finds a nice home in the low and away corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. Crawford, the only man Harrington has not recorded an out against in the game. The 0-2. Slider backs up on him, misses off the plate. Ball and 2 strikes the count now. Pirates up 6-1 now in the fourth at PNC Park. Marauders up 1-0 here at BayCare Ballpark. Harrington with a long pause. 2 on the pitch clock, the 1-2 offering. Pop foul back behind home plate. Up and over the press box, and we'll do the 1-2 pitch again. A real change of pace for the first 3 games of the series that saw tons and tons of offense. Harrington with the 1-2 pitch again. Pop foul again. Crawford out in front of a fastball. Barely gets a piece of it to stay alive, and that ball ricocheted off the press box. A wise fan in the first row, lucky not to catch that one in the back of the head. He ducked out of the way. The 1-2 again to Crawford from Harrington. Couple of top prospects squaring off. The pitch. Hard hit grounder, foul, third base side off the end of the bat. Smoked at 101. But about 2 feet on the wrong side of the bag from Justin Crawford's perspective. Third 1-2 pitch spoiled away. by the Phillies' number 4 overall prospect. Harrington with the 1-2 offering again. On its way home. Just misses outside. Tried to nibble at the corner. Low and away with a curveball. Crawford takes in the count. 2-2 now. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Harrington set. The 2-2 to Justin Crawford. Leading off this bottom of the sixth. Popped up. Shallow left. Over to it is Shaolin Polanco. He charges in and makes the grab. One away. Harrington wins the eight-pitch battle, but that does some damage to the pitch count. Crawford puts up a good battle. Brings up Otto Kemp. He has taken two at-bats and has walked back to the dugout after two strikeouts tonight. Harrington with the pitch count at 77. We'll see how long Jonathan Johnston lets him go tonight. His previous high was 68 in a game as a check sword swing and a miss from Kemp gets the at-bat started for strike one. Slider about 3 feet outside got him to wave at it. 0-1 pitch from Harrington. Slider at the knees, nails the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-2 quickly. Back-to-back breaking balls. Harrington steps off, works the ball a bit, now stretches out the arms, re-engages the rubber. Rodgers with left-handed action in the bullpen. Harrington's 0-2 pitch on its way. Line drive into right, charging onto it, laying out and not making the grab is Nolasco. He gave it everything he had, but couldn't come up with the catch. That drops down for a base hit. And Clearwater get a one-out base runner here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A lefty warming up leaves you limited for options in terms of Marauders pitchers. Can't make out a number. Gabriel Rincones Jr. at the plate, 1-for-2 in the game. He pops it up back behind home plate. Alfonso chases, but that one gets out of play. Thuds down into the seats for strike one. Kona singled in the fourth, flied out in the first. Could be Luis Peralta warming up. Julian Bosnick, the other left-handed pitching option. Yoldin De La Paz, but I don't expect it to be De La Paz. He threw last night. 0-2 pitch to Rincones Jr. with one away from Harrington. Misses low a ball. Good block bow by Alfonso. 1-2 the count. So assume Peralta or Bosnick, one of the two, getting loose in the bullpen now. 1-2 the count with one away. Man on first, the pitch from Harrington. Swing and a miss, strike three. Change up low in the zone. Strike three. It was the first pitch, fastball for a strike. And fouled away. Scoreboard had two strikes. The official scorekeeper had two strikes. And that one's driven deep to left. That one's got a chance. Polanco can't make the catch at the wall. Runners on second and third now with one away. A double puts two men in scoring position. And I think that's it for Thomas Harrington. Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. Marauders will go to the bullpen. 85 pitches in the game for Thomas Harrington. And he's pitched a doozy here today. Harrington exits. Left-hander to the mound for the Marauders. 5 innings and 1/3 pitch, 4 hits. 3 walks and 9 strikeouts for the Pirates. Number 12 overall prospect, Thomas Harrington. 2 in scoring position with 1 out. Marauders call to the pen. Trying to get out of the jam and keep the 1-run lead when we return on the Marauders Radio Network. back here on the Marauder Radio Network. Miguel Fulgencio, the Dominican-born Oklahoma Rays left-hander, to the mound. He's trying to pitch out of a two in scoring position, one out jam to keep Bradenton in the lead. Jordan Disson in the batter's box. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. First pitch fouled off for strike one. Fulgencio, this season, a 0 ERA in five innings. Two holds for him. Has given up two hits, struck out three, and walked one. Opponents batting 118 against the lefty. JUCO product. 0-1 offering to Disson. Swing and a miss. Good. Bottom of the zone, sinker at 92 for strike two. Fulgencio trying to strand a pair in scoring position. Righty set, the 0-2 with one away to Disson. Misses low, ball one, one and two. Marauders in a pitcher's duel for the ages here tonight. They got one run in the second. Fulgencio trying to protect that tally. Comes set, the 1-2. Fouled off towards the backstop, and a balk is called. The second time Fulgencio has balked to allow a run to score, and we're tied at one. Oh, my goodness. Yet another balk. That is the fifth run this season the Marauders have balked into score. Fifth run in the last week, I should say. 1-2 the count with one away, now tied at one here in the sixth. The pitch. This is inside, not by much. Ball two. Infield up on the grass. Fulgencio set. The 2-2. Ground ball, base hit in the right. Clearwater takes the lead. My goodness. The Marauders are punished for leaving eight men on base and five men in scoring position in this game. Three consecutive hits for the Threshers put them up by a run now. Marion Boyd up now, 0 for 2 in the game, two ground outs. Both those runs charged against Thomas Harrington, so he finishes with two earned runs tonight and five and a third pitched. Pitch to Boyd. Broken background ball, foul, first base side for strike one. Two-one Threshers the score. Boyd off to collect a fresh bat, now walking back to the plate. Disson the runner on first. 0-1 pitch to Boyd. Misses low, count even. Fulgencio set, the 1-1 pitch. Called a strike inside, 1-2. Boyd doesn't like the call, but his teammates have burned all the challenges they can use tonight. Good lefty-righty changeup from Fulgencio. 1-2 pitch with one away. Miguel checks first. Fires home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two away. Goes back to the slider. Gets Boyd way out in front. Really had no chance with the amount of effort he put into the swing there. Looked more like he was trying to block it than hit it. As Cade Fergus steps in 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. First pitch to Fergus. Lines one up the middle of base hit in the center field. Disson's going to stop on second. No, the ball bobbled by Terrero in center. Disson up to third. He's held there. An error puts two men into scoring position now. Marauders not getting a hop to go their way here. a single, and both men take an extra base on the air. E8. As pitching coach Matt Ford heads out to the mound. Marauders rode such a great start of Thomas Harrington to this point in the game. One run in this inning balked in, the other knocked in by Disson. And what should be men on first and second with two outs is now second and third with two outs after the air. Chad Castillo up now. 0-for-2, a pop out in the infield and a ground out. Fulgencio really needs the out here to keep Bradenton within one run with three innings to play. Can't get in a hole against this Clearwater team. We've seen it too many times. First pitch, swing and a miss. Castillo nowhere near a slider, low and away for strike one. Fulgencio set the 0-1 pitch. Check swing, no swing. Ball knocked down in front of home plate. Alfonso does a good job of making that one. Stop in front of him instead of roll to the backstop in the count 1-1. Ball and a strike with two away. Two men in scoring position for the Threshers. They lead by a run. 1-1. Line drive, base hit into right field. One run's going to score. Another man being sent to the plate. Throw home is cut off. A 2-RBI single. And just like that, it's 4-1 Clearwater. Their fifth hit of the inning. These teams tied on hits with seven apiece. But Clearwater just taking the chances that the Marauders didn't. Brito up, a strikeout and a walk tonight. First pitch. Bouncing ball to first. Mojica makes the high hop play. He hits a race to the bag. He slides and gets there in time. Mojica shows off the athleticism to end the inning. Clearwater score for Marauders, down three. Three innings to go. Nightmare inning. Puts the Threshers on top, going to the seventh when we come back.
Join the Marauders at Leacon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seat today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leacom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th,
July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Marauders now down 4-1. Four spot in the bottom of the fifth, or sixth rather, for Clearwater. And Bradenton playing from behind in the later innings, as we have done all series long here. Jesus Castillo leading it off, trying to get a rally going. First pitch, takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. Castillo a single with an RBI. Foul pop out and a strikeout, 1-for-3 night so far for the Florida State League leader with 34 walks this season. Next pitch, gets a bunt down, but it's foul for strike two, and now down in the count quickly. O-2 the count. Castillo leading off the top of the seventh. The pitch from Pon. Line drive into left center field. Down for a base hit. Castillo with his second knock of the night to give the Marauders offense some life here. Say that like they haven't had it, though. It's not the case. Out hitting the Threshers in this game. But the Marauders had men on the corners with one out in the first. Didn't score. Had been on first and second with one out in the second. Didn't bring anyone in. Have had three innings lead off with a base hit. Three of those times, the runners did not even reach second base. Had two on with one out in the sixth and didn't score then. 1-0 pitch to Torero. We'll have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Wide, but a good snare by the first baseman Castillo. Torero 1-for-2 today, a walk, a pop-out, and a base hit. Marauders got to cash in on their chances late in the game here. Next pitch, fastball in the inner half, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Bradenton left 10 on last night, went 1-for-9 with men in scoring position. Similar story this evening. 1-1 pitch to Torero. Takes a hung breaking ball right down the middle for strike number two. Pon looking for the first out. He sets. Fires a pickoff throw to first. That's wide again. Castillo gets back safely on his feet. Now two disengagements used. You'd have to expect Jesus is going to take off here, since he knows the pitcher can't throw over without risking a balk. 1-2. Breaking ball misses up and away in the count. 2-2 now. Castillo did not go, but that would have been a good one. Pitcher advantage count, you expect a slow breaking ball. He got it, but did not go for the bag. 2-2. Ground ball, base hit in the left field. Castillo moves up to second. He'll take a wide turn and hold up there. Back-to-back singles get the top of the seventh going for the Marauders. Rodolfo Nolasco up now. He is 2-for-3 today, a pair of singles and a pop-out. Does have two home runs this season, too. 12 RBI. First pitch to him. Drives one high and deep down the left field line. That one is back. That one is foul. Nolasco misses a home run by 3 feet to the left of the pole. No room to spare there. He would have tied the game up. Instead, it's a long and loud strike one of the at-bat. A moonshot that just missed tying this game up. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off in Nolasco in the batter's box. Got another high fastball. Just missed it at strike two. Oh, man, Nolasco really got into that first pitch. Thought that was the one to level the game. 0-2 count. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the top of the seventh. Marauders chasing a 3-run total here. Pond set. The 0-2 pitch to Nolasco. Takes one in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Disson. Tough one to handle, but kept it in front of him. Runners stay where they are in the count 1-2. Couple of shakes of the signs. Now Pond comes set. Jax Castillo at second. The 1-2. Fouled off. Nolasco shoots it into the first base side concourse, and we'll do the 1-2 again. Terrero with great speed at first. Oh, no pitch. A balk called. A balk called by Tyler Green. So Castillo moves up to third. Terrero up to second. And now two in scoring position with nobody out. 1-2 the count to Nolasco still. Base hit would make it a one-run game. Pond set the pitch to Nolasco. Fouls it off onto the first base concourse again. We'll do the 1-2 again. The heart of the order. Best chance for the Marauders to tie it is in this inning based on the start we've gotten away to. The 1-2 pitch again to Nolasco. Swings and misses, chases upstairs, a slider way above the zone for strike three and out number one. Oh, man. Just missed a homer and just missed another good pitch to drive there, though it was above the belt. Charlene Polanco, 1-for-3 today. 2 3-pitch strikeouts and a base hit for his line. Righty-lefty matchup favors the Marauders' cleanup man. He leads the team with 5 home runs. His 6th of the season, if he gets it here, would tie the game at 4. First pitch to him. Chases breaking ball, fouls it off for strike one. Polanco has really, really struggled hitting sliders and curveballs this season. See if he's timed it up here, if he gets that elevated heater I know he's looking for. Marauders cannot afford to leave either of these men on base. 2 in scoring position with no out. Got to bring them both in. The 0-1 to Polanco. Takes slider away. Tight take, but a good one in the count 1-1. Count even with one away. Terrero at second. Castillo at third. The pitch to Polanco. Takes fastball, misses in 2-1. Javier Rivas waits on deck. He's 0-for-3 today. Two balls and a strike. Unopposed leads for the runners at second and third. 2-1 pitch. Polanco takes low, 3-1. Thrashers do not have anybody up in the bullpen. Marauders with right-handed action at the moment. Hitter-friendly 3-1 count. If Polanco gets a high fastball here, you will see him come unglued at it. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit towards second. Going to be a tough play. Fielded and flipped to first. Brito made it look easy. Polanco's retired, but Castillo comes in to score. The Marauders cut the deficit back to 2. 4-2 Thrashers the score up to third. On the ground out is Terrero. Give Polanco the RBI. Not the dream result, but like we said, had to score a run in this scenario, and that gets the job done there. Now Rivas a chance to bring in another. 4-2 Threshers the score, 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Marauders with Terrero standing at third. Rivas due for a hit. He's 0-for-3 today. First pitch to him. Lines one up the middle, a base hit into center field. Terrero's going to come in to score. An RBI single for Javier Rivas, and the deficit down to just 1 run. An instant response from the Marauders here in the top of the 7th inning. And it brings up the hottest hitting bat on the team right now, Nick Cimillo. He's 1-for-3 today, but he missed a home run by about 5 feet his last time up. And if not for the speed of Amarion Boyd and left, it would have been a 2-base hit. Cimillo could give Bradenton the lead back with one swing here. Has 2 homers this season. First pitch. Cimillo takes fastball low and in, called a strike. Cimillo challenges it. And the call is confirmed. Thought that one looked like a ball, but ABS has it as strike number one. 0-1 the count to Cimillo. Rivas leads off first. One run game. The pitch. Cimillo chops it weakly towards short. He takes the short route to second to end the inning. Marauders plate two here in the top of the seventh. Threshers lead 4-3 as it's stretch time here at BayCare Ballpark. 2.5 innings to go when we return on the Marauder Radio Network. Here for the bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 4, Marauders 3 the score. Bradenton call on a veteran out of the bullpen. It's 10-year big leaguer Tyler Chatwood to the mound for Bradenton. A career ERA in the majors of 4.45. Spent 4 years with the Rockies, 5 years with the Rockies, 3 years with the Chicago Cubs. Split 2021 between Toronto and San Francisco. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning on Tuesday night. His first pitch to Rincon. Misses outside, ball one. Chatwood was a starter for the Cubs in his first two seasons in Chicago. First three in Chicago. It's a three-year, four-year starter in Colorado. His 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the Bradenton dugout for strike one. Marauders once again find themselves down in a game late, but tight the affair is, just like on Wednesday afternoon. It's actually the exact same scoreline entering the eighth inning on Wednesday. 1-1. Chatwood loops a breaking ball by the swing and a miss of Rincon for strike two. Chatwood with almost 900 innings pitched in the major leagues. Here trying to get the Marauders to the eighth, down by just a run. The 1-2 pitch misses upstairs. Chatwood tried to drop a breaking ball into the top half of the zone and missed the count 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Rincon looked absolutely messed up by that low breaking ball from Chatwood, and there's one away. Justin Crawford, number four Phillies prospect in the box now. Fresh baseball fired out to Chatwood on the mound from home plate umpire Bella Robb. Marauders 0-2 in challenge attempts tonight. Clearwater were 1-4. They lost their challenges in the fifth inning. First pitch to Crawford from Tyler Chatwood. Breaking ball nails the bottom of the zone, called strike, it's 0-1. Crawford has flied out to left and walked twice today. The righty set the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses upstairs. Alfonso tried to square it up. Home plate umpire not fooled, and it's 1-1. Man, would it feel good to come back and win this one tonight. Got to get the job done defensively here and try to break up that one-run lead in the final two innings. Chatwood's 1-1 pitch. Misses high, shoulder level. Fastball again in the count, 2-1. Righty making his second rehab appearance for the Marauders here today. Next pitch, another fastball misses, this time above the helmet level of Crawford. 3-1 the count. If there's anyone to give a free base to, this is one of the last guys you want to do it. Chatwood set, 3-1, one away, the pitch to Justin Crawford. Swing and a miss. Crawford goes after a very high fastball for strike two in the count full. Pressure pitch here. 10-year big league veteran versus first-year top prospect minor leaguer. The 3-2 misses low, ball four. Chatwood lets out a shout as he missed the breaking ball low in the dirt to put Crawford on here with one away in the seventh. Tyler Chatwood first appeared professionally in April of 2009 for the Cedar Rapids Corn Kernels at the Single-A Midwest League level in the Angels farm system. Got a spring training invite in 2010. Made it as high as Triple-A in that year and then made the Angels roster in 2011. Bounced back and forth between Triple-A. Otto Kemp in the batter's box, 1-for-3 tonight. Takes a breaking ball that misses outside, 1-0. Chatwood struggling to lock in on the zone here in the last few offerings. Chatwood was traded in a 1-for-1 deal for catcher Chris Iannetta to the Rockies in 2011. That's career transactions, just a storybook, as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off straight back for strike one. Spent time in AAA, AA, and at the big leagues for the Rockies, was moving all around that organization for a solid 5-year straight stint in the Rockies' starting rotation. 1-1 count with 1-0. Crawford at first. Chatwood set. The pitch to Otto Kemp. Runner goes, and it's a wild pitch to the backstop. On second with a stolen base is Crawford. A ball in the count, 2-1. Marauders really need to prevent a run from scoring here. We saw 4 runs in the 8th inning yesterday, really put the game away. Not that the Threshers look primed to do that again, but more so that a 1-run game is a swing of the bat away from tying it. As I'm speaking, and what everyone already knows, the 2-1 fouled off out of play. Chatwood loops a breaking ball in there that Kemp spoils into the seats behind home plate for strike two. The righty then signed as a free agent in 2017 with the Cubs. Spent 18, 19, 20 with Chicago. A year with Toronto and half a season with the Giants. 2-2 count, 1-1. Chatwood comes set. The pitch to Otto Kemp. Popped foul first base side. Playable for Mojica. He runs over to it and makes the squeeze for the second out. Crawford will stay put on second. Aside from a strikeout, that's your dream result there. It keeps the runner on second because a ground ball to the right side would usually see him move up to third. Doesn't allow a chance for his speed to tag up to third on anything. Good out there to get. Brings up the cleanup man, Rinconis Jr. He's 2-for-3, a fly out, a single, and a double tonight. Chatwood set. First pitch to Rinconis Jr. with 2 away. Line drive, foul, left field side out of play for strike one. Well struck. but not in between the chalk lines. Marauders right-handing rehab pitcher Tyler Chatwood comes set. 0-1-2 away the pitch. Fouled off for Rinconis Jr. in the batter's box for strike two. Chatwood making his first appearance since 2021 with the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday night. An entire year away from the game in 2022. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Chatwood steps off the rubber and re-engages quickly. Field umpire Tyler Green yelling at him. Not sure why, but seems to have a gripe with the Marauders. Chatwood's probably been playing pro baseball longer than he's known what baseball is, as Rinconis fouls it off for a spoil to stay alive in the 0-2 count. 10 years in the major leagues. Now looking for one more out to send this game to the eighth inning. Bradenton down by just a run. Chatwood set, 20th pitch of the inning from the right-hander on its way. Misses up and away, breaking ball. Stays upstairs in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second for the Threshers in the home seventh. The pitch. Swing and a tip off the end of the bat. Rinconis Jr. lucky to get a piece of it to stay alive. Right-hander nods at the sign and comes set. Another 1-2 pitch from Chatwood to Rinconis Jr. And the umpire calls another balk. Tyler Green is very happy to call balks all series long. It just seems very rare to see a 10-year big league veteran balk there. But the call made, 1-2 the count. Pitch. Misses high. 2-2 now. It just seems so quick to call box. The reason I say that, Tyler Chatwood in his nearly 900 innings in the big leagues over 10 years boxed just three times. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chatwood gets a breaking ball by Rinconis Jr., to pitch out of a jam here in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Clearwater 4, Bradenton 3, the score. Marauders with 6 outs to work with, needing 1 run to tie this game up when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Dancing. what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the prize.
Back here for the top of the eighth at Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. Threshers 4, Marauders 3, the score with two innings to play here tonight. Pause as a ball got out of the stands. Marauders bullpen pitchers went out there to toss it back into the seats. It's the one downside with having the grass seating and bar seating and the entirety of the outfield here. Seems like fans, the later the game gets, the sloppier they get with dropping things onto the field. Davies Nadal in the batter's box has walked and struck out twice tonight. First pitch, Nadal takes fastball above the belt, called a strike, and it's 0-1. When Hui Pan fires, Nadal drives one out to left. That one heading towards the corner. Boyd runs out of room. It's foul and out of play into the seats for strike two. Nadal caught it off the end of the bat. Hit it deep, but not deep enough to force Boyd towards the warning track, instead into foul territory. 0-2 the count. Marauders scored two and got three hits off of Pond last inning. Trying to repeat that here would give Bradenton the lead. The 0-2 pitch to Davies Nadal. Grounds one weakly towards second. Nadal's got good speed. It's fielded. The flip to first is in time. Eric Brito's got to be the luckiest darn infielder I've ever seen. Back-to-back glove flips right on the money. Did it for an out in the seventh inning. Does it again here. Mojica in the batter's box now. A single, a walk, and a strikeout for him. Has three home runs this season. Batting 250. Entering this at bat, he takes a check swing and goes around at a pitch about 3 feet outside in the dirt for strike one. Marauders need a run to tie it, and we see the next pitch. Call the ball outside. Appeal. No way. Yeah. Field umpire agrees. Mojica maybe tremored his hands a bit. Tamar Johnson looks primed for a pinch hit at bat in the on-deck circle. 1-1 pitch. Mojica just misses a high fastball. Fouls it off straight back for strike two. That one was headed for the tiki bar in left field if he connected. The 1-2 pitch to Mojica. Fouls it off. Fights off a up-and-in splitter. To stay alive, we'll do the 1-2 again. Might be the first splitter we've seen all year. Can't remember another guy that had that in his arsenal this season. Really tough pitch to develop. The 1-2 pitch again to Mojica. Takes fastball, shoulder level. 2-2 the count. Marauders got to get a base runner on here in the eighth. Would love to tie it up. The 2-2 pitch. Weakly grounded towards short, fielded by Rincon. His throw to first in time with a good stretch from Castillo for out number two. A couple of weak ground outs as Tamar Johnson steps in. Pinch hitting for Omar Alfonso. Alfonso was 0-for-2 in the game, went down looking on three straight pitches his last time up. Tamar was 2-for-3 yesterday, two walks, a solo home run, and a single. Average up to a solid mark this year, batting .368 in his last five games. Tamar with a .276 average on the season. If he can get an extra base hit here, it gives Castillo a chance to tie it behind him. First pitch to Tamar. Takes upstairs, called a strike. Yeesh. 0-1 the count. That looks way above the belt of the 5'7 middle infielder. 0-1 pitch from Pon. Tamar lays off a breaking ball low and away. Tight take for ball one to even up the count. The 1-1 offering to Tamar Johnson. Takes fastball shoulder level. Comfortable ball. And it's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to Termar. Hits him up and in. Termar down to the ground in a heap. Gets back up quickly, though, limping his way down to first. A hit by pitch to put a runner on here with two outs in the top of the eighth for Bradenton. Not the way you want to see him get on, but a base runner nonetheless. Now a chance for Jesus Castillo, who's 2-for-4 today with an RBI single and a base hit to lead off the seventh. If he can park one in the gap, could see Termar go first to home. This part of the order has done damage all night long. Down by a run, the tying run at first with two outs in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Castillo, breaking ball that misses high, 1-0. Threshers with right-handed action in their bullpen now. By the looks of it, I think it's Jack Dallas getting loose there. 1-0 pitch to Castillo. Jesus takes a big swing and a big miss at a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Castillo with 14 RBI this season. No home runs. Two extra base hits. The 1-1 offering. Taken, pitch misses inside, a fastball off the plate, and it's 2-1. Torero on deck. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Castillo could get on here and put Termar into scoring position. Pond set the 2-1 with two away. Castillo drives one out to left. That's a can of corn for Boyd. He makes the play, inning over. Marauders leave another man on. That's the 11th man left on base tonight for Bradenton. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders down by a run. Got to keep it within that tally to want a chance in the ninth. 4-3 Threshers when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom eight at Bay Care Ballpark. Clearwater 4, Bradenton 3, the score. Giovanni Planchart enters the game catching for Omar Alfonso, his pinch hit for by Termar Johnson in the top half of this inning. Carlos Lamelli enters the game on the mound for Bradenton. The right-hander with a 2.30 ERA this season faces Jordan Disson, who takes a slider away for ball one. Disson had an RBI single his last time up, 1-for-3 tonight. The 1-0 pitch misses high and in. Two balls and no strikes now. Lamelli this season with 15 strikeouts to 6 walks, a 179 batting average against. 2-0 pitch. Disson takes a cut and a miss at a high sinker for strike one. 2 balls and a strike now. A 4-run, 5-hit, 6th inning. Gives Clearwater this 1-run lead. Marauders led all the way up until that point after a run in the second. 2-1. Breaking ball nails the inner half of the plate. Called a strike, and it's 2-2. Looped into the zone well by Lamelli. Two pitch from Lamelli to Disson. Breaking ball misses low and away. Comfortable take for ball three, and the count runs full. Lamelli's full count pitch. Fouled off. Disson stays alive for another. Cannot walk this Clearwater team. They have 4 stolen bases tonight. Every man that's walked except for one has stolen second. 3-2 again. Ooh, misses just outside. Ball four. Another walk. This time Disson leads off the inning with the free pass. Now an insurance run on base. Marauders had a nightmare bottom of the eighth yesterday when they walked 2 and committed 2 errors to allow 4 runs to score that put the game out of reach. Lamelli's got to hang a 0 here. Marion Boyd at the plate 0 for 3. Pops a bunt up, foul back behind home plate for strike 1. That one almost went over the netting. He popped the bunt up so high in the air. Owen won the count. Lamelli comes set. Pitch. Boyd doesn't show bunt this time. Instead, rolls one in at all. Nobody covering second. They can't turn the double play. Instead, just the out at first. Man, that's a big mental miscue there by the middle infield partnership of Rivas and Castillo. It was a guaranteed twin kill. Disson, the catcher, would have been out by 10 feet. Instead, he's at second safely. Boyd out on the 5-3. God, I hope that does not come back to hurt us. Set a 2 down and nobody on. It's a runner on second with one away. For Cade Fergus, who already has an RBI hit in the game, he's 1-for-3. As another baseball is thrown on the field from kids playing catch on the hill and right. It's about the 5th time tonight that's happened. Alaska had to go over there to toss it back up to the fans seated on the hill and right. First pitch. Fergus takes, call the ball. Planchart wants to challenge it. Wow, no way. That was right down the middle. ABS again just ceases to be comprehensible by myself and by my good friend Brandon Rembert, the analytics man sitting next to me. As Lamelli steps off the backside of the rubber, Castillo sprinted to cover second as if a throw was coming. 1-0 the count to Fergus. RBI chance for him. Corners playing even with the bag. 1-0 pitch. Slider misses low and away. 2-0 now. Gotta escape this inning with a 0 on the board. Said it once, I'll say it a million times. So crucial to give this team a chance in the top of the ninth. Lamelli set the 2-0 pitch to Cade Fergus. Called a strike on the outer half. Both teams out of their challenges tonight. Marauders 0-for-3. Clearwater 1-for-4. Lamelli set. 2 balls and a strike with one away. The righty fires. Driven deep to left. That one is fair. One run scores, and the Threshers, of course, add a run here in the eighth. It's 5-3. That just goes to show the absolute mental mishap to not try to cover second on a routine double play ball allows a run to score. And now a two-run chase needed by the Marauders in the ninth, and things look a little bleaker. RBI double for Fergus. Still one out, still a man on second. Castillo swings and misses at strike one, a breaking ball. Castillo 1-for-3 with an RBI hit tonight. Came in the sixth inning, that four-run six that has proved to be the decider thus far. Lomeli's 0-1 pitch with one away. Fouled off towards the Bradenton dugout. Bouncing off the protective railing in front of it for strike two. The Marauders cannot come back in this one. They'd fall 8 games out of first with less than 30 games to go in the first half. 0-2 pitch from Lomeli. Breaking ball misses low. Good block by Planchart. Runner stays at second. Ball draws the count to 1-2. One, two. Misses. That looked really good. But the Marauders out of their challenges. Planchart loved it. Ball in the count, 2-2 now. Lomeli comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Nadal after, but it's into the seats out of play, and we'll do the 2-2 again. Up in Pittsburgh, the Pirates up 11-3 in the seventh inning against the Diamondbacks right now. That bodes well for the wild card race, even though there's still many games to play for the Buccos this year. The 2-2 again. This is high. Ball three in the count full. And like I said, to start the inning, it was a runner that reached on a walk that came around to score. That's been the tale of this series. Free base runners, free outs that have come back to hurt Bradenton. Lomeli set, full count, one away, the pitch to Castillo. Driven to left, that one back, that one deep, but Polanco has a good read on it, makes the play for the second out. Runner feints a tag, but returns to the bag. Two down with the nine spot man, Eric Brito, up now. He's 0-for-2, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. Lomeli set, first pitch to Brito. Foul tip, straight back for strike one. Next pitch, breaking ball, well located, up and away corner. And Brito wants to challenge, but his teammates have burned them all. 0-2 the count. No challenge allowed as Clearwater used the three unsuccessfully. Lomeli set the 0-2 with two away, trying to end the eighth. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Runner goes for third. It's dropped third strike. Throw it to first. Now they got up Fergus in a rundown. Oh, my goodness. This is chaos. And they tag him out to end the inning. Thank goodness. My gosh, it was drop third strike to end the inning, and Planchart threw it to third at the runner trying to move up. He got caught in a pickle. The Marauders finish it off to end the inning, but that could have gotten really ugly. A run in the eighth for the Threshers. Marauders chasing two, three outs to work with in the ninth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Dance with me. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night. don't want to see you blue. You ain't busy tonight and you think it's alright. This is what I want to do. I'm on the bubble.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, top of the last in Clearwater. Threshers 5, Marauders 3 the score. Bradenton needing two runs to force a bottom half of the ninth here. Terrero leading it off facing Jack Dallas. First pitch. Terrero takes fastball way outside, but Bellarab gives it a strike call. It's 0-1. Terrero is singled in the fifth and seventh. Jack Dallas on the mound. Familiar foe and 0.43 ERA this year. Next pitch to Terrero, strike, and it's 0-2. Down in the count early, Marauders have gotten the leadoff man on four times tonight. He has scored just once. The 0-2 pitch to Terrero. Weakly grounded towards first. Terrero sprinting hard. Brito fields it, and yet again, the worst infielder, but the luckiest, makes a glove flip to first for the first out. I don't know how he does that. One away. Marauders need two runs before getting two outs. Nolasco in the batter's box. Struck out last time up. Missed a game-tying home run by 3 feet. Foul. First pitch to him from Dallas. Swing and a miss pitch nowhere near the strike zone for strike one. Fastball way up and outside. Nolasco calling time and stepping out. He's had a great game. 2-for-4. Marauders 10 hits to the Threshers, 8, but down by 2 runs. 0-1. Pitch in the dirt and 3 feet outside. Nolasco swings and misses for strike 2. One away the pitch. Pitch that bounces on top of home plate. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 5 pitches in the inning and the Marauders are down to their last out. Shalene Polanco up, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Marauders down to their final chance. First pitch, Polanco foul tips a breaking ball for strike one. Quick mound meeting between Disson and Dallas. Wonder if they're talking about hammering the breaking ball here. Oh, 1. Fastball misses outside in the count even. Marauders down to their last 2 strikes of the night. Led for 5 innings. 1-1 pitch. Polanco swings and misses at a pitch way inside for strike 2. Marauders down to the last strike. One, two, two away. Bases empty. 2-run Thresher lead. Dallas trying to secure the save. The pitch to Polanco. Fastball misses up and in. A ball in the count, 2-2. Deuces wild to Polanco, the pitch. Broken back grounder to first. Ball game over. Castillo steps on it to end it. Marauders set down in order of the ninth. Threshers win 5-3. 4 straight losses. 4-0, the Threshers guarantee the series win. The Marauders move 8 games outside of first place, and the division race gets bleaker and bleaker as the Threshers just cannot seem to lose. They win their 19th home game of the season. Marauders got off to a 1-run lead in the second inning. Cassie with an RBI single. Harrington tossed 5, scoreless, striking out 9, but allowed 3 straight hits in the sixth to get 2 men on. before Clearwater put up four in the sixth to go up by three runs. Marauders chased back a pair in the seventh, but could not score anymore. Threshers with another run in the ninth, or in the eighth rather, made it 5-3, and that's the way this one finished. Bradenton, as we'll give you the final line score for the Marauders, they finished with three runs on 10 hits, one error. Bradenton leave 10 men on base, go 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Clearwater, five runs on eight hits. They commit no errors defensively. They leave just seven on base and go 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Game gets wrapped up in a final time of 2 hours and 34 minutes. To a crowd of 2,900 here tonight. Harrington does not take the loss. I believe it goes to Fulgencio. I have to double check that quickly. It is Fulgencio who takes the loss. And the Marauders fall 5-3 here tonight. 4-0 series score in favor of Clearwater. Back here tomorrow at 6:30, J.P. Massey on the round. Marauders trying to salvage the last two games of this series here at Bay Care Ballpark. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Another tough outcome. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. In spite of it, we'll try to turn the ship around tomorrow night. 6:30, first pitch, pregame at 6:15. I'll see you then. 5-3 the final once more. So long for now on the Marauders Radio Network.